You know where it's going. We got to get there. It's called freedom, and we're going to have to help each other for real, for sure. But we got to know that's where we're going. And we got to know it's global. And we got to know it means leisure for all. And owning the bodies we walk around in. If we don't know that, they're gonna stick some little detours on that road. And we're going to find ourselves back in the trap. Because we didn't know where we were going. Gaps in strategy are the holes in the boat that sink it. And with the stakes as high as they are today, they couldn't get much higher right now. Because they know they either shut down these tools and get us in permanent, that means the internet, the communication tools that allow us to do this, and then somehow get us in permanent lockdown. I mean, we either use these tools or we get used to endless night of the living dead. And that's unacceptable. So gaps in strategy are the holes in the boat that sink it. And with the stakes as high as they are today, a leaky strategy is just not good enough. It's not good enough to have no clear vision. Not good enough to have no clear theory. Not good enough to not admit. And this is basic if we're going to be talking about really seriously organizing for what we want. To not admit that there is a very organized global power that stands opposite. Not good enough to have no plan to address it. The interview ended, in fact, exactly on that, on power's reaction. And it is that reaction which now requires our full attention. And one of the gentlemen in this interview knows that. Reference the fact that World War II accomplished that. And what on earth would make us think they can't do that again? Truly, when we've never confronted how it happened in the first place. And I'm talking obedience training. I'm talking falling along in line with the state. I'm talking Goring's words. The state tells us what to do, and we obey. He told us the truth. The state can always get the people to do what it wants it to do. Has that changed? So, what makes us think they aren't moving along that same, that they aren't moving a pace to reaccomplish that same agenda, which is destroy our growing unity. So the interview ended on power's reaction. And one said, and I so agree, and I want to hear this discussed fully, that the big danger is war. I mean, that's all we're seeing all over the world right now.